Good afternoon. If you're listening off net today, this is Senate Finance. Today is Tuesday, April 14th, 2015. It is 1:48. Before the committee today is going to be HB 158, Refined Fuel Surcharge and Motor Vehicle Task. With me at the table this afternoon, Co-Chairman Kelly.
Hello.
Vice Chairman Michicki.
Afternoon.
Senator Donlevy, Senator Hoffman, Senator Olson. We should be joined shortly by Senator Bishop and myself, Senator McKinnon. If I can invite Ms. Schein to the table. Senator Michicki, may I have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair, I move Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 158, Finance 29-LS0608/G before the committee as our working document.
I'll object for purposes of explanation. Ms. Schein.
For the record, my name is Erin Schein, and I'm staff to Senator Anna McKinnon. The work draft before you, version G of the Senate CS for House Bill number 158, Finance, incorporates two changes. On page 1, line 11, previously the amount was 0.001. We've changed that to 0.0095. On page 2, on line 3, previously bonded fuel was listed. We have removed this, and so there's a new number 3, 4, and 5. If you have any questions, I can answer them.
Are there any questions from committee members? I'll remove my objection. Is there any objections to the adoption of the Senate CS for House Bill number 158, Finance, /G? Seeing and hearing none, the Senate CS for House Bill number 158, Finance, /G, dated 4/11/2015, is before the committee. If I can invite Representative Munoz and Krista Kieneman. Ms. Kieneman, should we wait for Representative Munoz, or are you prepared to move forward?
Madam Chair, Representative Munoz does send her regards. She is stuck in another committee hearing right now.
Ms. Kieneman, can you present the bill before us?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Crystal Kieneman, staff to Representative Munoz. Thank you for the opportunity today to present House Bill 158. The version that we have before us, before you, that was just adopted, version G, is the same version as Senate Bill 86, which was passed out of this committee on April 7th, that was sponsored by Senator Michicki. This bill does add a 95 hundredths of a penny surcharge to refined fuel at the wholesale level on fuel that's sold, transferred, or used in the state. Revenue generated by this surcharge may be appropriated by the legislature to the Oil and Hazardous Substance Release and Prevention Account. I'm available to go into more depth if the chair wishes, and available for questions.
Thank you. Are there questions from committee members? Seeing and hearing none, what I'd like to do is open the public hearing. Thank you, Ms. Kieneman.
Thank you.
Brief at ease. We're back on the record. Is there anyone here in Juneau wishing to testify on Senate Bill, I'm sorry, for the CS, for House Bill number 158, Finance? Is there anyone off net wishing to testify on Senate CS for House Bill number 158, Finance? Seeing and hearing none, the public hearing is closed. Senator Michicki.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I move to include a letter of intent to track the bill, if I may, and I can discuss what's included in the letter.
Does everyone have a copy of an intent letter from Senator Michicki? I'll object for purposes of discussion. Brief at ease. We're back on the record. We were just making sure that the general public had copies of what we were about to discuss, at least here in Juneau. They are available. Senator Michicki.
Madam Chair, the reason for dropping the rate is to provide just enough to manage the SPAR fund. In listening to concerns from folks out in the community around the state, this letter of intent asks the department to do a couple of things, and I'll just read it. It is the intent of the Alaska State Legislature that the report required by AS 4608060A be provided to the legislature not later than the 10th day following the convening of each regular session, and to include a comprehensive summary of department activities concerning the prevention account, including A, public outreach and education efforts to reduce the risk of spills, B, performance measures relating to spill prevention and response to spills of non-crude products, C, details of spill cleanup efforts, including costs and the use of in-house personnel, D, specific information for each spill cleanup on cost recovery efforts and results, and E, the summary of policy guidelines for determination of appropriate cost recovery decisions.
Are there questions from committee members on the letter of intent that would follow the bill? Seeing none, if I could ask the representatives staff to the table. Ms. Kinnaman, do you know if Representative Munoz has been made aware of the letter of intent and whether there is opposition or support of inclusion of that?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Again, for the record, my name is Crystal Kinnaman, staff to Representative Munoz. I have discussed this with the representative, both the changes that are included in the CS as well as the letter of intent, and she is supportive of those changes.
Thank you, Ms. Kinnaman. Are there questions for the bill sponsors? Thank you.
Thank you.
If I could ask the Division of Tax to the table. We do have Brandon Spanos online, but we also have Director Alpar in the audience. Welcome to Senate Finance.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. For the record, Ken Albert, Director of the Tax Division, Department of Revenue.
Thank you, Mr. Alpar. Are you familiar with the letter of intent?
I did read it earlier this morning. I'm familiar with it. The letter seems to speak more to DEC's role in the actual cleanup and the operation of the division. I can't see where the Department of Revenue would have any issue one way or the other with that language.
Thank you. Senator Michicki, my only question regarding the letter of intent is the public outreach and education efforts to reduce the spill. I believe Kristen Ryan is in the audience from DEC. Could she come to the microphone, identify herself for the record, and then give us DEC's perspective of the letter of intent?
For the record, my name is Kristen Ryan. I'm the director for the Division of Spill Prevention and Response in the Department of Environmental Conservation. We've reviewed the letter of intent language and are comfortable with these requirements. We already provide a biannual report, so these are just additional things that we'll provide when we share that report with the legislature. Where our understanding from Senator Michicki's office is that he's interested in the efforts that we do to have outreach and educational events to help people prevent spills from occurring, so we would document those activities.
Thank you. Senator Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Kristen, I would appreciate under the education requirement, if the department would come by my office. I think I have some value to add to that.
Senator Michicki.
Also want to clarify, this is reporting only. They already produce a report. This makes it annual instead of biannual. It doesn't require printing of the report, so there's no cost, which is my understanding, Ms. Ryan.
Right. Senator Michicki, that is what I wanted to get on the record, that we don't expect any additional dollars to go to public outreach and education, but that there are funds available to do that already. Ms. Ryan?
For the record, yes, we already cataloging and can provide this information as part of our annual report electronically, as we already do, without an additional cost.
Senator Michicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, I've spent a lot of time on this since we first had the reapprobes, that we didn't want the state to kick in for something that the state wasn't doing. And I'll tell you, I've been to every link on the SPAR site, and I have to say that you've done a very good job on providing several brochures that are in the areas that are most commonly spilled in Alaska. So I think they've done a good job. I think anything they do to increase the distribution of those brochures would be helpful. But I have to say, if any of you have an opportunity to go on the SPAR site, I was impressed once I investigated their actual efforts that are ongoing.
Thank you, Senator Machicki. Thank you, Ms. Ryan. Senator Dunleavy.
You read my mind. Just a process protocol. So the letter I'm asking you, Madam Chair, is included now if the bill is passed out of committee. It's included as part of the packet, but not language in the bill.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Is there anything else? Any other questions on the letter of intent? I'll remove my objection from the adoption of the letter of intent. Is there any further objections? Mr. Alpar, Ms. Ryan, thank you for joining us in Senate Finance today.
Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Public hearing's been open and closed. We're hearing and holding that bill. Is there anything else to come before the committee? Seeing and hearing none, tomorrow's agenda will be online at 4 o'clock later today. With that, Senate Finance is adjourned.